This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. We're Davy Crockett when we need them.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Oh, but of course, once again, the man from Detroit on his own planet. How many people can say that? This is Planet Rick with Rick Hector. How you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I am really great today, despite the gloomy, raining day that we're having here in Detroit, most time the Motor City. Man, how's the weather your way?
Do you really want me to tell you?
Is it that great?
75, it was 75 degrees and the sun was shining.
Oh, well, you know what? You can't beat that. Can't beat that at all, man. What I will say is that I was able to actually leave the house today, which is always fun, man. Every now and then I get like an appointment to go meet someone somewhere to accomplish a task. And the task of today was a shooting lesson that we couldn't do on Saturday because he hired me to help him pick out the best gun for him. And we found a gun that he liked in the shooting. And the only thing that we had to do was to take it into the booth and shoot it. But he got delayed, man, on his background check 3 days. So he was finally able to get the go-ahead to buy it today, and he couldn't wait for me to join him at the gun range, man. And you know what? Getting those delays is not pleasant. You know that you're a good guy, but they don't, you know, because they get, you know, some uncertain result when they run a query on you, but they got it together, man. I was able to meet them at the range, and we put in some work, man. When's the last time you been to the range and shot, man?
About 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Oh, man, I feel like a priest. You're now giving me your confession. But that's okay. That's okay. You have to get there and put in the time, man. So,
indeed.
It was great, you know, just to, you know what? And one of the great things that I love about what I'm doing, man, is that when I find someone that's, you know, relatively new to guns and I see that enthusiasm that just radiates throughout them, man, and they're having such a great day and they're learning a lot and they're doing their eager best to perform well, man, it's so infectious, man.
Yeah, especially, once people start training, and I don't know if you've ever seen this, but like when I go to a class, straight up, when I'm going to a class, I'm thinking, oh, dear God, it's going to be hot. It's going to be dusty. I'm going to have to reload these magazines 1,000,006 times. They're going to make me lay on my back. They're going to make me do this. And then I get there and I get on the firing line. And I start pulling the trigger and then I'm having fun.
That's when the magic happens.
Yeah, so then I'm having fun. So, with some of these things, it's you just got to make yourself go.
You know what? I really don't have a tough time. You know what? My hardest part is actually, you know, getting to the range, man. Just actually getting that, fighting traffic and making it there and finding a spot and loading out the gear and going in and shooting. And then once you get in that booth, man, that's when the magic starts, man, you know?
Yeah.
And, you have such a great time. And, you know, with ammo being, you know, relatively scarce and still rather pricey, you know, you can't stay there too long, you know. But, you know, those few precious moments of joy that lasting from your muzzle towards that hanging sheet of paper, man, it's magical.
Yeah. Of that, there's no doubt. See the, huh?
Anything exciting personally going on?
With me? No.
Yeah,
just still in that pre-production phase with the TV show. Waiting for that to come down out of the air. And, you know, that does mean I get to shoot some things and take them out and shoot them a lot. But I've got 3 weapons here that I haven't pulled the trigger on yet. That arrived, and I mean, I'm just dying to take them out. And
you can have someone shoot your picture while you shoot the stuff, right? And we're just talking about, like, boring paper. We're not, like, out there shooting, you know, like, toilets or kitchen sinks or anything, right?
At one of the ranges I go to, I shoot steel. Okay. Because when you're filming the gun shooting, and if you're going to use a one camera setup, you want the camera to be on the gun, right? But you also want to be able to indicate you're hitting the target. So if you're shooting steel and you hit the target, you get that sonic feedback.
Psychic.
Yeah.
That psychic sonic audible feedback when you hear that ding.
Yep. And then if you miss, well then that stands out like a glaring, you know, just like a big old sore thumb. I mean, if you miss it, you don't get that ding out of it. So, you know, it's a knife that cuts both ways. But I shoot paper when I'm shooting for accuracy, and I shoot steel when I'm actually training on the self-defense side, because when I train on the self-defense side, I'm trying to go sort of quick. Like when they say gun, I'm up out, and I'm trying to get 4 or 5 shots on target real fast.
Okay. That sounds like fun, man. You know what? That's what I miss about you guys in the country, man. You guys actually are outdoors a lot more than we are. I'm usually almost always indoors, man.
I don't live in the country. I live in a city. But I have a friend who does, who has a private range with steel targets. And so I go there when I want to shoot steel. But, I mean, we're not as big as Detroit, Rick, but we're not Green Acres either, okay, dude?
Right. What's the name of that guy that always come around, and anytime anyone mentioned an item, he always had in the back of his truck?
Mr. Haney.
Mr. Haney, yeah, that guy, man.
Yep.
Weirdo.
Dating myself so severely here.
Oh, no, you know what? I'm dating myself too, man, and as I look into this mirror every morning, I see this growing sea of cotton that I have sprouting up, man. But hey, it's one of the pleasures and joys of still being here, man. Going gray.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you this part. This is the thing. Now, your complexion is darker than mine, but I'm a dark-complected Caucasian, and gray against a dark background is quite pleasing to the eye.
Yeah, man, you're a smoothie, man. You're a smoothie, right?
Here, as far as excitement, not a lot of excitement. I mean, I got about as close to excitement today watching or reading Biden's executive orders and then getting a few phone calls saying, what does this mean? What does that mean? What is this? And, you know, I just said, well, this is what it means. And
Interesting that you bring that up, because I, of course, could not avoid this. Like, he hasn't been the most talkative, you know, president we've had in some time. And
well, if you want to discuss this, we're heading into the first break. Tell everybody how to find you, and when we get back, we'll discuss this if you'd like to.
I am Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit, DetroitCCW.com. DetroitCCW is my handle at all of your popular social media sites. Us old guys still hang out at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and, of course, LinkedIn.
We'll be right back. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, talking to Rick Ector on Planet Rick, and we started going down the pathway of what the President Asterisk put out today in the way of some of the things that he's decided to put out. What do you have any overarching thought on this already?
You know, the overarching thought that I came away from actually watching his presentation and watching his speech today was that, in my mind, there was no one single thing, per se, that that stood out really. If I had to pick one thing out, it would be the ghost gun, but really, it was all pretty much this big mixture of gun control stew, if you will, man. It was like, let me pick everything out that I can think of and just throw it to the wall and see if after I make this presentation, see if anything sticks. And if I can gain some traction somewhere, if I can find some turncoats or Second Amendment, you know, people who are willing to roll over on our gun rights, you know, maybe eke out a small victory on some facet of gun rights. Hopefully, you know, that thing does not occur. Hopefully, you know, they stick by the principles and they stand up to this guy and stand stout and don't budge not another inch. But no, no one thing really particularly stood out, man. To me, it was more like, let me just throw some stuff out here and see if I can gain any traction. It was almost, in a way, to me, reminiscent of Obama when he said, well, I can't get any more gun control, but I have a pen. You know, his famous I have a pen speech. And
sure.
Let me do some executive actions and, you know, try to make it seem like I can get something. You know, what were your overarching thoughts on this press conference?
I thought it was weak. I thought it was one big lie. you know, when you get out there, and you say gun violence is an epidemic. Now we're in a pandemic. We're locked down in a pandemic, right? We have been locked down for well over a year now in a lot of places. An epidemic means there is no control over it. You're catching it whether you want to or not. You can think about it and you catch it. That's what an epidemic is. We're a nation of 330 million people, right around 500 million plus guns, and by the time you, if you don't commit suicide and if you're not a drug dealer, you have a very low chance of being killed by a gun. That is not an epidemic. 83% of all of the gun violence occurs due to bad drug deals,
well,
right?
I mean, you know, if you want to just look at deaths in general and how we manage to kill ourselves, you know.
Guns being shot are, by a gun
really
is low. It's low, yeah.
I mean, they're really far down on the list of how we manage to, you know, unexpectedly expire, you know, accidents, you know. That's a huge, broad, overarching category that a lot of people, you know, and of course, you know, health-related issues, of course, is a another way that we manage to hurt ourselves, man. But
if you want to keep your children from dying prematurely, you got to fill in your in-ground pools. Stop driving them around in a car and stop taking them to a doctor.
You're right. Hospital mistakes are definitely very
number three. They're the number three. They're the number three cause of premature death in the United States annually. Cancer and or heart disease. Cancer is first. Cancer and or heart disease is second. Medical misadventures third.
You know, I was really curious as to whether I was going to be, I guess, dare I say, surprised at his presentation. Like, you know, like, hey, I didn't see that coming. You know, like, okay, I went in with such low expectations of, you know, him actually coming through on that promise to be a president for all of America. That whole, you know, bill of goods he sold us and was attempting to sell, you know. And, man, I must say that I was disappointed, but not surprised that I was disappointed. I was surprised, but I was really disappointed that I wasn't surprised. But then, you know, hey, I wasn't surprised. But, you know, the other thing, you know, I realize he's really doing his presentation and his speech in front of a bunch of, you know, media people who are, let's just call them partisan. You know, they probably, you know, if they were allowed to ask some questions, it would be some fluff, you know, questions of a general nature that didn't require him to really nail down anything concrete, you know, just say some pie-in-the-sky stuff and just, you know, it's kind of like serve him a slow ball, you know, and see what he does with it. But you know what? I really genuinely don't believe that his handlers trust him with answering questions in a Q&A type format. And I thought that was very disappointing.
Well, I mean, I didn't expect him to actually take any. The other thing that struck me about that is he was out there saying, this does not infringe on the Second Amendment. Well, you're protesting pretty hard there. But here's the thing. His two executive actions, his ghost gun initiative and his pistol brace initiative, they're going to get shot down. They're going to get adjudicated. He's going to lose that one. He's not going to get, and he's not going to get universal background checks. He's not going to get assault weapon ban, magazine ban. This red flag order thing, they're going to find, you know, that's a 10th Amendment violation right there. They're out there wanting to develop legislation so the states can have their own red flag laws. He's
you know,
skirting. He's
talked about red flag laws before, man. You know, just you and I is just a standalone topic we did once, man. And you know, the huge thing about that, man, is just that it's a huge due process problem, and you are penalized and punished so much at the outset, and then the ability to even get redressed is like sorely lacking.
Right.
I mean,
we're coming in. Hey, we're coming into the break real quick. Give an abbreviated version of how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R, legally armed in Detroit. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment.
And with that, President Biden is signing a series of executive orders aimed at curbing gun violence. The president is limited to what he can do regarding gun violence without broader action by the House and Senate. Senators will soon take up the House-passed legislation expanding background checks, but it faces a tough road in the tightly divided Senate. Republicans are criticizing the White House for focusing on Central America in their fight against illegal immigration. Congressman Lloyd Smucker of Pennsylvania said during a trip to the Texas border that the president and vice president are ignoring the impact on American border cities.
I call on the vice president to come right here as well and hold these kinds of conversations.
This is USA Radio News. Florida lawmakers are passing legislation to clean up a potentially toxic waste site near Tampa Bay. State senators on Wednesday passing an amendment that would allocate $3 million to clean up the Piney Point facility, which has been leaking wastewater from an old phosphate plant since last week. State of emergency was declared in Manatee County last week, and over 300 homes in the area were told to evacuate. Forrest Wheeler and his family had to be evacuated.
Knowing that the Manatee County Sheriff's Office has evacuated 1,000 people, it makes me think that they think it's going to happen.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up. The Labor Department saying 744,000 people filed last week, which is 16,000 more than the previous week's report's revised figure. Analysts were predicting the number would be closer to 670,000. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right, so we're talking to Rick Ector from Planet Rick. We've been talking about what's exciting. We've been talking about President Asterisk. Now let's find out if there's anything that in the trainer's mind. Anything, you know, any training things you want to ask today?
Well, you know, training is always, you know, something that is always on my mind, man. You know, and you know what? You have to pull yourself away sometimes from, you know, the politics of it all. But you know what? Knowing that I was going to be on your show, man, I would have been remiss if I did not avail myself of this press conference and see what anti-gun shenanigans he was going to be talking about. You know, I can't avoid the fact of talking, you know, even briefly mentioning, you know, the big thing that I'm doing right now. I'm shoring up all the commitments I can for, you know, my big women's firearm training event that I have coming up this August 21st and 22nd over the weekend. The goal is to train 4,000 women how to load, operate a firearm, and teach them fundamental firearm safety. So, you know, that's always, you know, something that's going to be occupying my mind and my thoughts for the next several months. But, you know, it's a labor of love, man, and it keeps me going, you know. And it never gets old training new people to firearms. And I must say, you know, I have a soft spot for the ladies, man, especially when I came across that news item of that woman whose body was just discarded in the street as if it was fashioned and violently assaulted and killed. So, you know, that's the thing that keeps me going, man. And the single most thing that I'm most happy with that I'm involved with in this whole world of firearms, you know, the gun rights advocacy stuff, man, you know, that keeps me, you know, running and going. But, you know, the women's event, you know, I can hang my hat on it. And then one day when I'm ready to leave this place, man, I can say I did one very good thing that I'm really happy and proud of. So, you know, lots of love and joy in doing that, man, for real. But, you know, sorry if I'm just drifting back to that presidential seat boondoggle you gave today, man, you know. You know, these are all topics we've talked about before, man. We've talked about the red flag, extreme risk, personal protection orders. We talked about that, you know. It's like, what else can you throw and have it stick on the wall, man? What? The so-called gun show loophole, right?
Right.
Like, how many times have we heard that before? You know, universal background check, right? You know, not only are we concerned about handguns, now we want to, you know, background check everything, man. Private sales is what the real ultimate goal is there, you know, and we shouldn't be surprised about that at all. But you know what? It seemed like he gave a lot of time to ghost guns, right? Isn't that the latest and greatest hot thing that's been going on in the gun community right now?
Well, you know, that's it's one of those things where I'm not aware of any ghost guns being used in any high-profile shootings. I think I read about one back in California that happened a few years back where a guy was going around shooting, but I mean, he also had standard capacity magazines for this AR-15 that he had built himself. So he nothing but gun control failure everywhere there. But it's really, building a firearm on your own with an 80% lower.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. I just don't have that kind of dexterity. I don't have the tools. I don't have the cape. You know, I'm not very good with my hands as far as that kind of mechanical aptitude. It's not something that everybody does or a lot of people do. I'm sure there's lots of them out there, maybe in the millions. I don't know. But at the same time, it's almost like he's seeking to get rid of a problem that probably the biggest problem with it is that they don't know where they are. They don't have a serial number. They don't have to go through a background check. They're completely out of their control. That seems to be the only thing that I can chalk this up to.
Well, I mean, if you really think about it, it's really like gun control in general, right? I mean, you got a bunch of bad guys with guns by statute that they shouldn't have legally, you know, although I will say, you know, I will confess, man, that I truly believe that if you're walking around free and you're not under supervision, you should have all of your rights restored when you're back out on the street. But here's the thing. People will say, well, gee, man, well, what about people who conduct these truly heinous events? Well, you know what? We need to adjust the penalties such that those people don't get out, not until they're fixed, after they serve a lengthy and involved imprisonment. And you know what? Maybe some people that were locking up for relatively trivial things, maybe all of the effort should be poured into rehabilitating those folks.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing about gun crime, though, is that the so-called gun crime, those guys get out with very little effort. They don't hold them for nothing now. They've done bail reform where you can shoot at somebody and be out the next day.
You know, I saw a couple of stories in the news media. I forgot exactly where they were in the country, but there were a couple of incidents I recall where people, you know, did some heinous acts, and next thing you know, 24 hours, they're back out on the street. And it seems to me that the excuse to getting them back out is COVID, right? You don't want to have them, you know, confined and locked up, and, you know, and there's the specter of COVID running wild through the jail.
Well, they're trying to keep that one going. They're definitely trying to keep that one going. But for me, COVID's over. As far as I'm concerned, COVID's done. COVID's over.
But I'll tell you, you know, in terms of other things that are occupying my mind, the big thing here locally in Detroit, man, is that lawyers got together and officially and formally filed suit against our Wayne County clerk, man. She has failed to distribute concealed pistol licenses in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
The website that they have, you know, where you can set appointments, that link has been taken off the website. And before the link was removed, it was at least a one-year wait to schedule an appointment to come in and to meet with someone in that office to show your training certificate and to pay your fee and to officially have your application for concealed carry permit be considered for approval so that you get your permit, which has to be issued within 45 days upon your completed application and payment of the fee. So,
right.
You know, that's the big kerfuffle here, man, that, you know, we have a serious breakdown in our county clerk's office. And the thing is, our population numbers aren't radically different from the neighboring counties, you know, Oakland and Macomb. And they seem to be doing a decent job of turning around those applications and getting a response of an objection, of a rejection or an approval done within the timeline. But somehow Wayne County can't get it done, man.
Well, do me a favor. Hang on for me. We're about to come up on the next break. When we get back, we'll find all the places you can find Mr. Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking with Rick Ector. Ran out of time before I could. While we have the time now, tell everybody how they find Rick Ector.
I am Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. I am legally armed at Detroit.com. I'm also at Detroit CCW. That same handle, Detroit CCW, will take you to all of my social media properties, whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and over 2,300 videos for your viewing and listening pleasure on YouTube.
Now then, where would you like to go now? We still hanging out with Joe Biden because there's one point I forgot to make with old Shotgun Joe there. Or would you like to do something else?
No, I mean, that was primarily what my main focus was on today, man. I listened to how he was going to do this Justice Department report, you know, and do some, you know, some special accounting and give us some faster turnaround times on the state of how bad things are crime-wise in this country as it relates to guns and how he's going to give all this money to designated key partners in the community. You know, he's got $1 billion to spread around to his cronies, I'm sure, in the Democratic Party to give us some programs instead of something that's going to solve violent crime. But, yeah, let's go for it, man. That's my focus for today.
Well, I mean, he's one of these things is he wants to go about pistol braces. Now, pistol braces, the reason he wants to go after pistol braces is because with a pistol brace, you know, the ATF said, well, it's okay if you shoulder that. So a lot of people said, well, you know what, I just won't get me an SBR tax stamp, and I'll just have me a short rifle this way, even though it's a pistol configuration because of the brace. And there are some that have pushed the boundaries of that, but what they're talking about is they want to take these and regulate these as an NFA item. Here's the problem with that. First of all, they don't know where all these things are. That's item number one. Most places, you don't know where these things are. The reason they're looking at this right now, the reason they think this is fresh off the presses is because of Boulder, Colorado. But you don't know where all these things are. You might know them in Boulder, Colorado, but I don't even know if they have a registry there. I know they have universal background checks in Colorado. I don't know if they have a registry. But the other problem is, okay, I'll play their stupid game. Let's say all of us that have these things voluntarily said, oh, okay, yeah, okay, I'll be up. Are you going to charge me? This is going to be a taking because you want to charge me $200 for a tax stamp. Okay, there's item number one. Item number two, right now, without these things being regulated as such, it takes 8 months to get a tax stamp back on an SBR. What are you going to do when you get hit by 4 or 5 million of these things at one time? How are you going to get those out? What becomes of me? What do I have to do with it in the meantime? So there's a lot of details. This is where the devil comes into play.
You know what? At the end of the day, man, it's just more of the same. It's more gun control. You know, I don't have a problem with a pistol brace, man. If it's merely, you know, an extension mounted on your forearm to better enable you to control a gun, I mean, to me, that seems like a good thing to have. You know, I'm very big on actually hitting the target. So if it keeps you from missing your target, you know, the assumption being you're shooting at a valid target, fine, so be it. It's better to not miss your target than have the bullet go flying, you know, elsewhere into the community. I don't get it. But you know what? It's all of this whole narrative about gun control, man. It's like if it wasn't for these things, these evil devices that just somehow magically take over the mind of the operator and makes them do the most heinous things and just not take a look at what really makes people do bad things. And our society, I mean, we live in a tough society, man. And it, you know, there are people who think nothing more than committing violence to get what they want. You know, that's just the way the world is, the way that the world has always been. And, you know what? I think it's going to get worse, but the greater tragedy would be in not enabling good law-abiding people to protect themselves and their families. And I'm just going to stand on that mountain, man. That's where
I'm. Well, it's good. It's a good solid mountain to stand on. No landslides off of that one. That's a good solid mountain to stand on. And then we come to the next issue, as far as I'm concerned, with the ghost guns. Now, most of the guns that get into circulation in the black market, what's the first thing that goes with those? Serial number.
Well, what does a serial number really buy you? What does registering a gun really buy you? What does it buy you?
Well, it buys them the ability to know where they are. But, I mean, one of the reasons that I put forward for the Second Amendment and for the need for the Second Amendment was in the 20th century, the biggest killer of human beings was government.
Yes, you're absolutely right. When you live in a totalitarian state, you know, and they tend to become brutal dictatorships and human rights. I mean, you just look at some of the abuses we've seen in China, man, where they just, you know, indiscriminately torture and kill their own citizens, man, and how they handle, you know, natural tragedies. You know, I actually believe, man, that they willingly allow, you know, a lot of their people to unnecessarily die when Corona, you know, first broke out over there, man. But, you know, it's the nature of that political system, man. If you live in a totalitarian state, man, that governments tend to be rather evil. And, the one thing I love about this country is that it's all predicated on the fact that governments tend to go rogue, and it is best to empower the people and put politicians on notice that there are many in our community, in our country, that's willing to press the reset button.
Right. So, but whenever somebody gets out there and starts wanting to talk gun control to me, that's the first thing I'm thinking. But back to the whole thing, are they going to get out there and say, most of the guns in the hands of criminals today are ghost guns? And then they're going to, is this going to, because, you know, they like to conflate them some data. Like, gun violence includes suicides.
Yeah.
In the way they describe it, so.
And you know what? Are there some things we can do with suicide in a general sense? I'm sure there are. I mean, you know, but I think that making a hard push towards red flag laws, especially with some of the abuses that we've seen in places where it's already been enacted, man. This whole turn due process on its head and punish people, you know, when you have people in their lives who are acting in retaliation or acting in spite because love went bad or is just a bad blood type situation that went haywire, man. I really think that that's the bad way to go, man. I mean, this is America, man. Due process. Innocent still proven guilty. I should have my day in court. Convict me.
We got about a minute here, but the thing about suicide is that when people decide to commit suicide, that's the first moment of peace they've had in years when they finally make that fateful decision. I don't know how you beat that. If you're a tormented soul, how do you come out there and say, we're going to outlaw this, and it's, you can't kill yourself? We don't want you to kill yourself when you've got this torment. Because we don't do psychiatry anymore. We don't do mental health. You can go to the Minute Clinic at CVS and get a, you know, mood-altering drug just by claiming, I'm not sleeping good because I'm depressed. I just go ahead and give it to you. Before we run out of time, one more time, tell people how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R, legally armed in Detroit.com, Detroit CCW. Find me on your popular social media sites, whether it's Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. And, of course, you can find me here every Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Lock and Load, Planet Rick with Bill Frady.
Very good. That'd be perfect timing. Thank you for joining me tonight.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up next is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.